slavery in Kingston. Slavery was very much a part of pre-Confederate Canada. The practice was legal in New France, which became Upper and Lower Canada in 1791. The history of black slaves in Kingston begins with the United Empire Loyalists who came to this area at the time of the American Revolution. Many of these Loyalists owned slaves and brought them to Canada when they crossed the border, as they were considered personal property. Slavery was legal here, and thus these slaves continued to work under their masters. Many notable Loyalists in Kingston owned slaves, such as the Everetts, Herkimers, Fairfields, and Cartwright families. Reverend John Stewart, the minister of St. George's Church, was a Loyalist who also brought his slaves with him from the United States. Molly Brant owned three slaves, Abraham Johnson, Jubba, and Jane Fonda. Her famed brother, Mohawk chief Joseph Brant, owned between 30 and 40 black slaves. Slavery began to decline in 1793 as a result of the Upper Canada Abolition Act, which, quote, prevented the further introduction of slaves, end quote. However, the notion of blacks as slaves was not erased so easily. Many Loyalist wills from the 1790s list slaves as personal property.